Welcome back to In Pursuit of Community with Elevate Branson. My name is Brian Stallings. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Elevate Branson, along with my wife, Amy, who is the volunteer coordinator. Say hi, Amy.
Hello, everybody.
Today, we've talked about this topic a few times, but we're going to be talking about it again because it's so vital to our community, and that is transportation. Mobility and accessibility are essential elements for a dignified life and full development of people and our community. It's vital that we have efficient, safe, affordable, and accessible transportation systems, and that they not only promote economic productivity, but they create jobs. And that is what we need here in Branson. And when you have that, you can actually see an increased access to employment. Also, there's other things other than just going to work. If you have transportation, you can have improved living conditions. You can help people escape poverty. And actually, a Harvard study found that commute time is the biggest indicator as to whether or not a person can escape poverty. So if you have to walk to work, takes much longer to walk than it does to have transportation, that can actually be an indicator of whether or not you can escape poverty. The longer your commute, the more likely you are to be late to important things, and you have less time with your family. Increasing public transportation efficiency and reach can make a big impact on a community. And that's what we've been trying to do here for a long time, huh, Amy?
Yeah, absolutely. I was just sitting here thinking about, so when I was in high school, I did not get my driver's license until I was 17, well, almost 18, and moved out of the house, moved to Southern California from Ohio. And so I didn't have my license when I moved out to California. I'd been in a bad car wreck when I was 16, and so it kind of, I got sort of stuck in fear about driving. But when I moved out to Southern California, I had to have transportation. So I went and bought a car with my friend. We went and bought a car, and then I had to learn to drive because now I had a car. So I did. I learned how to drive, and I was so amazed, like, oh my gosh, why didn't I do this sooner? Like, this is such freedom. I don't have to wait on people. You know, when you're waiting on people, they're late or they decide they don't want to come pick you up because something else comes up. And you're just, it's such a feeling of, dependency, you know, on other people. And so I just kind of remember thinking, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Like, I can go wherever I want, when I want. I don't have to wait on anybody. I don't have to ask anybody for favors. And it just was amazing to me. Now, that was a long time ago, but I think of the folks that we deal with on a daily basis and think they must feel the exact same way when they are able to have some type of transportation like the scooters that we provide here at Elevate.
Well, one of the first things we noticed when we started Elevate Branson was the lack of transportation because we would invite people to come to our events or come to our classes or programs, and they didn't have a ride.
Right.
And so we actually started with a van to pick people up and bring them to our programs and services.
Right.
Because many of them didn't have that ride. And then we structured everything around transportation, food, and childcare.
Yeah, once we figured it out, we realized, okay, we have to do that or nobody's going to show up to anything because they can't get there.
And we've talked in our community for years, at least 25 years or more, about the need for public transportation in Branson. Inadequate public transportation can increase social isolation. And we just talked about loneliness a few podcasts ago. And if you don't have transportation, you are isolated. You are stuck. And it can increase social isolation, particularly for older populations and people with disabilities, generally just people who don't drive as well. And this can increase risk for early mortality, depression, and dementia.
Right.
So by not having transportation, you can have dementia earlier. That's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Well, we also, when COVID was going on, I think we all realized the danger of isolation. I mean, obviously, we were forced to isolate, but I believe the suicide rate went up, you know, depression, all of that, because we weren't designed to just isolate in our homes and in our places of business or whatever it might be. That's hard.
Yeah, transportation is crucial even to the healthcare system. Access to public transportation may reduce health disparities and promote health equality by increasing access to healthier food options. So we know many people that live in motels that don't live close to the grocery store. They buy most of their food from the convenience stores. And so they are basically in a food desert. Having transportation also increases access to medical care, vital services, and employment for communities that do not have equal access to these fundamental daily necessities can see a marked difference in their economic, in just the economic growth of a community when they have public transportation.
And that's really tough here in our community because, you know, if you're in the city, you can jump on a subway and take it wherever you want to go. You can grab a bus, even a taxi. But here, that's just not available to folks here. And everything
and is
so spread out.
Taxis are expensive if you're living in poverty.
Or Ubers as well. But you can do that in our area. But you're right. If you are a person who's struggling financially, that's not going to be a viable solution. And so it's just different. Like, you know, I love New York. I mean, I love riding the subways in Chicago and stuff like that. But not an option here.
And so a lot of people in New York don't have to have a car.
No.
Because there are transportation options.
Right, right.
But mobility matters. It's been reported that 41.7% of U.S. households have only one vehicle or less and could benefit from transit options such as a moped, i.e. a scooter. But here's what's crazy. 45% of Americans have no access to transportation. I mean, that is,
that's high.
That is, well, think about that in our own community. So Taney County has a population of 55,000. Mm-hmm. If we go with this national statistic, 45% have no transportation.
Right.
That's 24,000 individuals.
Right.
In Taney County that do not have transportation. On any given month in the summertime, we have 2,000 job vacancies. So that means that we have 2,000 open positions in Branson that need to be filled. If we could equip people with transportation, 24,000 people to fill 2,000 positions, I think we would have a whole different outlook on our job market here in Branson.
Right. Yep. A lot more competition.
And transportation affects the quality of people's lives in many ways. It's an essential activity that provides access, services, and activities such as education, employment, shopping, and even social events.
Right.
And that is why in February we announced our Beep Beep Elevate Rides scooter program. One of the things that we've tried to really do with that is promote our workforce by incentivizing employers to jump on board and partner with Elevate Branson to bring scooters to their workforce. It's a great benefit for them because not only does it help equip their existing staff, but potential employees would look to their company that need transportation and say, I want to work for XYZ because they're offering transportation. And so for $199 a month, a business can partner with us, but they don't just get access to scooters. They get a lot of other benefits. And I think one of the challenges that I see is a lot of businesses don't understand the retention value of having some of these benefits. I think there's been a mindset for years in Branson that our frontline workers are disposable workers. In other words, that the culture or the history has always been that frontline workers are just, they're going to show up. They may not show up. We'll just replace them as they come. But we've learned over the last 10 years, 10 to 15 years, that retaining an employee is so much more valuable than retraining employees. And so with our partnership package, it really brings that full circle. Not only do your existing employees get access to scooters, but it's a great benefit for those seeking employment. And then we also rolled in a lot of our programs with that partnership. So if your staff needs training on customer skills, customer service skills, if they need business operations experience, they can attend our classes at no charge because it's part of the benefit. And of course, now it's expensive to go out to eat, but we are giving employers, staff who partner with us, a 30% discount at Neighbors Hub. And if you're not sure what Neighbors Hub is, Amy, what is it?
Well, it's the restaurant that we have here at Elevate, where we have just dynamic food, pizza, sandwiches, salads. It's delicious food, and it helps support the different programs that we do here at Elevate.
And the beauty of this program, not only do you get 30% off for your staff at Neighbors Hub, they also get 30% off at Elevate Coffee.
Right.
And they get 30% off at our thrift store, which is already incredibly low priced, where they can shop for clothes for work. Mm-hmm. If they need black pants or black shoes, I mean, they can get that at a very minimal charge, especially once you apply a 30% discount. The other thing that is really exciting for a business to partner with us is we do what's called a business analysis. And that's about a $5,000 value for this $199 a month. And it's where we have staff at Elevate go in, interview your employees, and ask them questions about what could be done better. What is working now? What is not working now? Tell us about the culture of your business. And then we compile all of those results and provide it in a report back to the management team so that they can begin to make improvements. Oftentimes, employees are afraid to share that information with the employer directly, and they just leave. But this is valuable feedback that they can get. And all that's included for the business partnership of $199 a month. So, Amy, if you were a business, what would stop you from doing that?
I mean, I don't think anything would stop me. I think in our area and other areas as well, I don't necessarily think we take great care of our employees. I was talking to a staff member at lunch today. We were eating lunch, and she's young. She had just left one of the local resorts that a lot of people come to that visit our area, and she said, when I worked there, I would work like 11, 12-hour days and only get 20 minutes for lunch. I said, no way. You got to be kidding. She goes, no, seriously. I said, well, that's totally illegal. And she goes, I know.
Not illegal. But
it's not illegal?
Not in the state of Missouri.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay, well, maybe it's not illegal, but it's not right.
But it's not good business practice if you want to retain employees.
Right, which obviously she's working here now and not there.
Well, and here's what I don't think people understand about retaining employees is that oftentimes the mindset is I'll just put an ad on Indeed for $300 and I'll get another employee. But what they're not calculating in that is training time, because somebody's got to train that person. They're not calculating in loss of productivity because that second person is training them. They're not taking into account a learning curve of maybe the customer service, maybe the sales, whatever that area is that person is ramping up to. So studies have actually shown that a $10 an hour employee, which nobody gets $10 now, but a $10 an hour employee, the cost to basically replace that person is $6,000 to $8,000.
Right. And most people say, no, that's not true. But it is
but
true.
It is.
Because there's been studies done. Wasn't it Coca-Cola that did that study?
Yeah, there's been a lot of studies that have been done that have shown that. And I think maybe some of this is just maybe an educational piece. And if you can, I mean, think about that. If you're a tourism business that goes through, I don't know, let's say you go through 20 employees a year. That's $180,000.
Right. And if you don't believe it, Google it.
Yeah.
I mean, look up, do some research.
Look at the cost savings. Right. I mean, you're missing out on that kind of money. Mm-hmm. The other thing is,
plus, we should be treating our employees with respect and dignity and value.
What's great about the scooter program is that other than the $199 a month to the employer, there is no cost to them. Mm-hmm. So the scooter itself is a conventional loan to the employee at a little more than $5 mm-hmm. a day is all. But there's no cost to the employer for that. Now, the employer, if they're a great employer, they can kick in an incentive plan.
Right.
They could help offset some of that if they wanted to. But basically, it's a great opportunity yeah. for them. We just don't quite know what the tipping point is for the employers to take advantage of this.
Well, you would ask me if I would do it if I was an employer or why I wouldn't do it. And I would say the only reason I can think of why people wouldn't be interested in this program would be because they didn't understand it. You know, I think if they literally sat down and you could show them, you know, what we're saying and they understood it, I think then they would completely be on board because really it would benefit them in the long run.
Yeah, and the other thing that we've been able to do with our scooter program, Elevate Rides, here is package what they call neighborhood assistance program tax credits. So a business in the state of Missouri has to pay Missouri income tax. If you make money in Missouri, you're paying the state of Missouri income tax. Neighborhood assistance program tax credits allow you to pay a nonprofit that amount that you were going to pay to the state and get a 70% tax credit. So if you owed $10,000 to the state of Missouri in business income tax, you can give that same $10,000 to a nonprofit that has these tax credits available, and you would get a certificate when you go to file your taxes, to put with your taxes, that would say $7,000 or 70% of that is covered through that donation to the nonprofit. So you have to pay the money anyhow. You might as well get a 70% tax credit. So we've been able to do that with our scooter program, which then brings the value of that $199 a month down to only about $60 a month. So it's an incredible opportunity for our local employers to jump on. Well, if you want to learn more about that, don't hesitate to reach out to us. It's really easy to do it. Once you get on board with us, we have a simple online process where your staff can apply for scooters. They actually go through a scooter school training, which is about 3 hours in class and 3 hours on the scooter. And we've already had great testimonials from mm-hmm. employers that are taking advantage of this, that their employees are showing up to work on time and they're becoming much more dependable because they're able to control their right. transportation.
Right.
Well, I've got a great story I want to share in the context of transportation because today is Wacky News Wednesday. It's a story about an old man, a moped, and a Ferrari. A hip young man goes out and buys himself an expensive car, a Ferrari 599 GTO. It costs him almost $500,000. He takes it out for a spin, and he stops at a red light. An old man on a moped, both looking about 75 years old, it wasn't on one of our mopeds, pulls up next to him. The old man looks over at the sleek, shiny car and asks, "What kind of car you got there, sonny?" The young man replies, "It's a Ferrari 599 GTO. It costs nearly $500,000. The old man says, "That's a lot of money. Why does it cost so much?" The old man asks, "Because this car is a limited edition model," the young guy says proudly. So the moped driver asks, "Mind if I take a look inside?" "No problem," replies the owner of the Ferrari. So the old man pokes his head in the window and looks around. Then sitting back on his moped, the old man says, "That's a pretty nice car, all right." Just then, the light changes, so the guy decides to show the old man just what his car can do. He floors it, and within 20 seconds, the speedometer reads 160 miles per hour. Suddenly, he notices a dot in his rearview mirror. It seems to be getting closer. He slows down to see what it could be, and suddenly, whoosh, Something whips by him going much faster. What on earth could be going faster than my Ferrari? The young man asks himself. Then ahead of him, he sees a dot coming toward him. Whoosh! It goes by again, heading in the opposite direction. It looked like the old man on the moped. Couldn't be, thinks the guy. How could a moped outrun a Ferrari? But again, he sees a dot in his rearview mirror. Whoosh! Kablam! It plows into the back of his car, demolishing the rear end. The young man jumps out, and it turns out to be the old man on the moped after all. He runs up to the mangled old man and says, "Oh my gosh, is there anything I can do for you?" The old man whispers with his dying breath, "Unhook my suspenders from your side view mirror." That is our Wacky Wednesday news story.
That takes a minute to set in, doesn't it? Oh, my gosh.
So transportation can go as fast as a Ferrari.
Yeah.
So, well, you know what else happens on Wednesdays?
Do tell.
It's our $1 Wednesday reminder of today. People can donate $1 or they can put any number behind that $1. Like if they wanted to do 6, 7, 8 zeros behind that $1, Wednesday's the day they can make that donation. Mm-hmm. So $1 Wednesday right now. So if you're listening, just go to our website at elevatebranson.org, hit the donate tab, and you can donate that $1 or any number there after that one to Elevate Branson. Amy, you got a scripture of the week?
Well, I can. Give me just a second here.
Preparation at its best.
I would say, let's see.
You got anything about mopeds and Ferraris?
So many good ones. Here's one in Galatians 6:9, and it says, "Let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." I love that one because I can't tell you how many times I've thought of giving up in different areas of my life. And the word just tells us, you know, keep moving forward. So if God's in it, then you
what
need
word
to,
is that?
The Bible.
Oh, okay.
Bible.
Sorry.
Word. That, yeah, it's one of my favorite inspirational scriptures for sure.
Well, in August, we've got our Elevate Entrepreneur SBA luncheon. So we're going to talk about how you can tap into the SBA to get financial assistance when starting your business. That luncheon is on August 25th from 11:30 to 1. If you're interested in that, you can register at elevatebranson.org on the website.
What is SBA?
Small Business Association. So if you're starting, if you're a new entrepreneur and starting a business and you need access to capital to get that business off the ground, SBA is going to tell you all about the programs and services they offer to provide you money.
Sounds good.
And then on August 28th, we have our mentor orientation class for our Elevate Work program. If you've heard about Elevate Work and you've always thought, I would love to be a mentor, but I know nothing about business, you are the right person. You don't have to know anything about business. You just have to love wanting to be a mentor. And if you can do that and be somebody's cheerleader, you qualify for mentorship in the Elevate Work program. If you come to orientation, it'll give you all the details on what is required to be a mentor and how you can change somebody's life in 9 short weeks. So sign up for that if you have an interest. And then, of course, we'll have multiple scooter classes going on through the month of August. We've got several out there now with J1s. Many of them are from Turkey, which is interesting. We've had 25, 26 scooter participants through the J1 program that are from Turkey. We've had some from Nigeria and Dominican Republic as well. And so when you see them on the road, know that they may not be U.S. citizens. They may just be here enjoying a cultural exchange program and working in our community over here on the summertime. So give them lots of roadway room and look out for those beep beep scooters. So, Amy, we have any new listener names this week?
Well, you know, it looks like we're just stuck on the same ones.
So if you're just joining us, this second season of In Pursuit of Community, we've been looking for a name to call our listeners out there, our fans, or those who follow the podcast. We've had a few names submitted to us, such as the Elevators, the Hooligans, the Do-Gooders, and the Big Dreamers. We are still taking names, so you as a listener, what would you want to be called in our listening audience? I like the Elevators. I like the Do-Gooders. I also like the Hooligans, just because I'm a rebel. But without a cause. But we want to hear from you, and you can tell us via Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. What else do we have? TikTok. TikTok.
TikTok.
Threads, or what is a new thing called Threads out there now, I guess, by Facebook.
MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace,
oh,
yes.
Oh, gosh, yep. That's so ancient.
Email, AOL. Wait for the dial-up tone. Send something in by that way.
How about the, what is it
Pony
called?
Express.
Telegraph.
Yep.
Yeah.
Morse code. However you want to.
Smoke signals.
Yeah. However you want to let us know of the name that you are picking as a fan of Elevate Branson. We would love to know.
Do we have any write-in questions this week?
I am so glad you asked, Amy. Because we do. I have a whole paper full of them. These every week we ask for people to send their questions, comments, concerns, even their complaints, but we try not to talk about those very often into us so we can answer those. So if you want to be on the Elevate Branson podcast, just send us your question because we will read your email handle or your Facebook name or your TikTok or Instagram name. And so this one, D. Toddy Squeeman, he reaches out to us every week with a great question.
He's so loyal.
And he, one of the questions he did ask was, I'm thinking about signing up as a business partner with you, and I have a staff of 20 people. Would I be able to send all 20 people through your Elevate work class for free? Or would it cost me? The answer is, D. Toddy Squeeman, it is free. You can actually send your entire staff through our Elevate work class at no charge because you're a business partner with us. And that is a great benefit because it will teach them the soft skills they need. It will teach them how to create a resume, how to do interviewing, how to overcome conflict resolution with your management team. I mean, it is just a huge, huge benefit. So yes, send those employees through Elevate Work once you become a business partner. We had Kayla E. On Facebook reach out and ask how or when can I sign my kid up for your after-school program? Well, you have to do that after school. So when school starts, sign them up, and then they can come to the after-school program. And there'll be a lot of cool things because we are getting closer to having the playground done. They're actually putting in the patio area now. I met with them about the climbing ropes and climbing nets. We've got the diggers in for the fossil dig area. And the slide has been somewhat installed, not finished up yet. And swings are set to go. And then the sensory area. So lots of good stuff when school starts. And so you'll definitely want to sign your kid up.
Funny story. So we have this fossil dig, and Brian showed me, he was so excited about these dinosaur bones that he was buying for the fossil dig. And I'm like, these kind of look like human bones. And he's like, oh, I don't think so. So they came in, and I was like, these definitely look like human bones. We can't do it. We cannot do that.
Well,
so,
can I tell you a secret on that?
Yeah.
So one of our neighbors works at the hospital.
Yes.
And he was able to get some of those bones for me and hand them to me out the back door at a discount.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's really, really creepy. Really creepy.
All right. No, not true. Okay. Then we have at Barb Bruh. So bruh, like
bruh, yeah, like bruh, like B-R-U-H-H-H-H-H?
Yeah, like hey bruh.
Hey bruh?
Yeah.
Bruh?
Who was Dog the Bounty Hunter? Didn't he used to say all that? Bruh. Hey,
did
bruh.
Did he say bro?
No, it was bruh.
Are you sure?
Bruh. Yeah, I think
he
so.
He said bruh.
Might have been a Hawaiian
so he
thing.
Actually made it popular to say bruh?
I don't know. I don't know where that came from.
Memes.
What?
Memes.
It memes?
Memes.
It memes memes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, so she reached out, and she actually has her own scooter. So she has a scooter not mm-hmm. from us, but wants to know if we do scooter repairs on scooters that aren't ours, which is a great question because we actually do. So we have a shop, and we have an hourly rate, and I wish I could tell you what that hourly rate is, $55 an hour, I believe. And they will look at your scooter, and if they can fix it, they will definitely try to do that
for
you.
So I learned something new today on our podcast. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, Barbara, if you're listening, yes, you can bring your scooter in, and we will work on that. Speaking of Dog the Bounty Hunter, we also have at Dog the Not Bounty Hunter. And he is asking, or she is asking, about Theo. Does Theo like to have his belly rubbed?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, it's his most favorite thing. He'll be sitting there, and then he just starts melting into the floor, and then he turns over and just looks at you.
Sometimes it's really, he kind of has this, if you're a sci-fi person, I'm trying to think what they called it on Star Trek, but it was like where... shapeshifters, like they could shapeshift into things. Theo's a little bit like that.
Like
you can be petting him, and all of a sudden it's like he has no bones to him. He just like liquefies, melts down to the ground to where only his belly is exposed. And which is a clear indication that he wants you to rub his belly.
Yeah. He does that with every person that starts petting him. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not sure who's getting the therapy here, Theo, you or them. So he is definitely a character when it comes to that.
Yes, he is.
I don't know if you have seen the Theo plush that we have, but we had a generous donor purchase a Theo for all of our summer school kids.
Yeah,
so,
that was so sweet.
They have Theos, and we had a text photo come in, or somebody texted a picture. One of the kids went home and built the Theo plush, his own doghouse, out of Legos. And so that was,
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. So if you don't have your own Theo, which is a great stress relief,
yes.
If you need therapy, you can come by and you can get a Theo for just $20, and we'll even let you pet the real Theo while you're here.
Yeah, our grandkids call them snuggle buddies.
Yeah. So, Amy, do we have anything else today on today's In Pursuit of Community podcast?
I feel like we covered it all.
All right. Well, join us again next week for In Pursuit of Community with Elevate Branson.